But the, and you write, the reason it seemed that they wanted this buried was that they were afraid that if this information came out, that Congress would not appropriate what he and others thought the Pentagon needed to get in terms of future appropriations.
That's right. There is a political calculation. They were worried that members of Congress would say, look, you've been asking us for more money. You've been saying the troops need more money. You need more funds for ships and tanks and airplanes. But look, your own report, your own data show that you could save $125 billion. Why are you asking us for more? So they were worried Congress would cut the budget instead of giving them more. So, you know, that's when they decided this was not something they wanted to act on and that they wanted to keep it quiet.
So, Craig Whitlock, what's the fallout from this today? How's the Pentagon dealing with this disclosure?
Well, I think the Pentagon's, you know, it's very uncomfortable for them. They don't dispute the numbers here. They don't dispute that there's a million people working in their back office jobs. They don't dispute that this study found they could save that much money. They do say it would take more time, that maybe it wasn't practical to do this so quickly. But what they're feeling today is some pressure from Congress, members of the Armed Services Committees are saying, at a minimum, the Pentagon owes it to the American public to release this data showing how all this money could be saved. And I think the Pentagon's concerned they want to see how President-elect Trump reacts. Here's a guy who campaigned on a platform for a major military buildup, and he said he would pay for it by cutting waste and abuse in the military budget.